The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the Peshawar Guardian Network.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk, petty sports talk all day. It is Friday, the 12th of August, 2022, and you are on the clock with Erin Green on the Sports Friday with Mr. Eric Sawyer III.
Good morning,
Mr. Sawyer.
How are you?
I am good, good. Thank you. So listen, we got jam-packed, jam-packed. So let's get through this local sports dead quick.
All right.
And then let's get to some international sports. Okay, the inaugural Chinese Dragon Boat Festival will be August 20th and 21st at Goodman's Bay. That's bcdragonboat.com. Now listen, y'all go to the website, see if you still have time to put together a team. Go out on the water, learn how to row that boat. It looks like it's going to be fun.
Yeah, just do it all in one.
Right. And Bahamian people are boat people. So I'm hoping that a lot of Bahamians get out there and enjoy the boat festival and the drive. Yeah, man. Any opportunity to get back on the water is a good order.
Yeah,
man. And I can tell you this. I know we were in our sailing basketball debate for national sport, right? But basketball is everywhere in the Bahamas right now.
Every single school has a basketball court on it. I don't know why it's not a national sport.
Yeah, man. The She Hoops Elite just finished a camp, Summer of Thunder Basketball Camp Hoops with international teams for a winning weekend. So this was August 5th and 6th.
Yeah.
But the BBF, that's the Basketball Federation, and Ballin' by the Beach Camps offered a free camp during its annual Summer of Thunder two-week tournament featuring several top Bahamian NCAA, U.S., and foreign national teams.
Yeah, we talked about that last week. Remember when I said, you know, the Mexican team was beating the team from Abaco? Played it a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's okay, though.
Yeah, played a little bit. Because them fellas, like the shortest guy, it's like 6'6".
Yeah.
On their team.
Iron sharpening iron.
Mm-hmm.
These by them, like, we can push out a whole team of Spud Webs just dunking on you. But listen, what I wanted to highlight today was that Kentucky University women's basketball team are supporting this. In fact, they are an active part of the event. And Robin Swaby, Bahamian born, is the CEO of She Hoops Elite, and her business partner, Kiara Slayton. They formed the business, which impacts women and motivates the next generation of women athletes. They have 400.
Yeah, that's good. You need that support.
Yeah, they have 400 athletes and coaches and support staff as a part of their network. And I just wanted to mention Nairn Mullings and Swaby, two Bahamian trainers, well, two Bahamian former national basketball players who are also participating in this program.
Yeah, that's good. So you got your own. They are telling you, hey, listen, put down the Thai snack. Pick up the basketball.
Yeah.
That's good.
This is what the professionals do. This is what the people who are headed to the league, that's what they do. And it's great to see some focus on building capacity among women, among female players this time, because there's sort of a lot of focus on the male players. Another quick story. When I say story, I just want to mention it. It's one of the first times I'm hearing about it. We talk a lot about flag football league, but did you know about Sand Wars Bahamas?
Man, listen to me. Did you know that the women's champion, the Wildcats? That's the Wildcats, right?
I think so, yeah.
You know Jade on the team? Booyaka.
Clap for what you don't know.
For what you don't know.
And now I know. Jada Kins, way to go. But consummate athlete. always focused on training. In fact, the proud of the sport is because she had to go train and support her team.
Mm-hmm.
So listen, the AID Clay Court Championship set to start on Saturday. This is impressive to me. This is the 28th edition. Sustainability, longevity. It takes both sort of business acumen, getting the sponsors together, that's community, and
clay ain't cheap.
No.
Clay ain't cheap to put down on a court. So yeah. You're putting that on top of our hard courts.
Whew.
Man.
Yeah, so that's going to start this Saturday.
In the heat.
Through August 27th at the Gym Tennis Club in Winton Meadows.
Mm-hmm.
It's known as the AID, and it has 10 categories. It will offer singles and doubles competitions in 10 categories, gentlemen's and ladies. Well, you know tennis players, they carry on battle on the court. Now you're calling them gentlemen's and ladies right now. Anyway, it's open to singles and doubles.
Get old people on you.
35 and over. Mm-hmm. Mixed doubles in both open and 35 and over categories. Mm-hmm. And there will be a under 14 boys and under 14 girls singles competition for the younger tennis players. I want to thank the older tennis players for making a way. That's how it happens.
Yeah.
They got to watch y'all play and be able to play. The chess Olympiads, chess Olympians are...
They finished. They back. Soon to be back.
Yeah, soon to be home, but they finished. Had a great turnaround. They completed competition, I think, on Tuesday after an uphill battle, and three Bahamians received conditional FIDE, F-I-D-E, titles. And the team scored the highest points by a Bahamian team in chess.
Making waves.
History.
Making waves. That's what we needed.
Yeah, man. I want to read this story because we've sort of been following it. But I want to say to the team, the unit, the agency responsible for the Bahama Games, it's not too late to put some mind sports in the Bahama Games.
Yeah, man. If not, why not?
Chess, Awari, backgammon, dominoes,
mm-hmm.
even spades and things like that.
Yeah, man, but you know, because you have people that may not be so much athletically inclined.
Right, physically.
Their mental game is top notch.
And we got geniuses in these sports.
Checkers too. Right. So,
yeah, I know a couple of people who pay half day mortgage payment a month on mm-hmm. games like these.
Mm-hmm.
I don't hang out with them too often.
No.
Because my money tight.
No.
Anyway, I wanted to mention these young names. Nelissa Thomas, Trinity Pinder, and Noah Albrey are the three players who received conditional FIDE titles.
Man, that's excellent.
Yeah. Thomas and Pinder got Women's Candidate Master, conditional Women's Candidate Master, and Noah Albrey played on the open team, and he earned a conditional Candidate Master. The article says the team members defeated or drew, the tied, against mm-hmm. players who were rated higher than them. So they all went into competition with players who were rated higher than them, more mm-hmm. experienced than them.
And at least tied them.
And they say, champions, thank you for your commitment and for representing the Bahamas.
Yes, sir.
Another quick story. The Bahamas finishes sixth at the CAGC. Both the Bahamas men's and women's team finished sixth at the 65th Annual Caribbean Amateur Golf Championships, and that was organized by the Turks and Caicos Golf Association in conjunction with the Caribbean Golf Association. So I just mentioning that so you all know who to reach out to if you want to support.
Well, look at Nolan Johnson's name, and Nolan's still playing golf. Oh, Nolan is a classmate of mine.
Okay.
Well, schoolmate. He finished a year after me. But I didn't know Nolan was still playing golf, man. He's a good Catholic boy.
All right.
Man, that's good, man.
So he competed in the Horman Cup Division. The team was Richard Gibson Jr., Sebastian Iberi, Heathcliff Kane, Horace Miller, Nolan Johnson, and Linford Miller.
Yeah, man.
And they shot a collective 79 over par 943.
You have to understand. Coming in six means that you're like six best.
Yeah.
For the CAGC, you know. It's not like you're the, you know, six worst, you know.
Yeah.
This or like is, fifth worst.
This is an acclaim.
You know, because there are so much us who like to come with the line, but if you ain't first, you're last.
Yeah.
Listen, no. Yeah. You're six best, you know.
Yeah. They did really well. Listen,
yeah, they did very well.
Iberia had the best day for the Bahamas on Thursday with the best performance, and Gibson turned in the best performance for the country on Friday, shooting an even par. And for the
there were ten countries. Yeah. They finished six.
Yeah, man, that ain't bad at all.
That ain't bad at all.
And for the George Teal Trophy, can't leave the women out. Ashley Michelle and A. Marie Smith shot a collective 97 over par 529 over the 3 days of competition to finish sixth. And just two of them carrying on bad. I want to say congratulations.
Yeah, man, that's what I
and
like
competing
to see.
Were Barbados, the Cayman Islands, Dominican Republic, Jamaica, Puerto Rico, Trinidad and Tobago, the USVI, and the host nation, Turks and Caicos, along
AKA 10 of them.
With us.
That's great.
So look here, that's sort of local sports news. Now we go to athletics, track and field, from Commonwealth Games up to the next event in Grand Bahama. So we'll start with Charlton wins silver at Commonwealth Games. I know we're a little bit late. This story is in the paper already this week, but she clocked the second fastest time of her career.
So she on the way up.
Yeah.
She peaking at the right time.
And listen, she have to because it's 100-meter hurdles. She has to. She came second to Toby Amusan from Nigeria. Devin Charlton is now in the top five times among Bahamians in the women's 100-meter hurdles. And she continues to make history in the event. And she's the first Bahamian woman to win a medal in the hurdles, in any hurdle event, at the Commonwealth Games. Also in action over the weekend, Alonzo Russell was fourth in his semifinal heat and finished 10th overall in the four. Kaiwan, triple jump. Kendrick Thompson had a good start in the men's decathlon, but he injured his foot in the pole vault competition and he was advised not to continue. Mackie and Demerit in the wrestling competition. Listen, Mackie and Demerit say they didn't do so well this time out, but they definitely training from now for the 2024 Commonwealth Games. And
had to qualify to be there, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you don't just say, you know what, I got some loose money, so let me just go.
Yeah, yeah. It ain't like that. You just show up.
Qualify. So, yeah. So you know, they still have a standard that they had to meet.
To get there.
Right, to get there.
Right, and that's important because you could be petty like me and want to make fun of these guys, right? And then you have to remember, Aaron, you can't even get...
You can't do it.
Yeah, and people look at you and laugh and say, no, we have enough dummies for practice. In the back there, we don't need you, miss.
We don't need no more crash dummies.
Thank you. In cycling, both Neely and Sawyer, that is Felix Neely and Lauren Sawyer, they were unable to finish the 160-kilometer road race as cycling at the Commonwealth Games.
Yeah.
Now, the Bahamas finished tied for 23rd in the medal standings with Grenada, with a gold and a silver each. The two medals were won by Laquan Nairn in the men's long jump and Charlton in the women's 100 meters, and Nairn won a gold. The Bahamas now has 39 medals in the history of the Commonwealth Games, 11 gold, 16 silver, 12 bronze. Australia won the competition this year with 173 medals.
Yeah, they.
Yeah, England came second.
It's powerhouse.
Canada. I mean, they're powerhouse resource-wise, right? And this is one of the things that we have to figure out how to balance in this Commonwealth, right? Because we could see sort of economic and political. We have to figure out how to balance that because it seems like developing states have tons of talent, but that talent has to go to a developed state.
It has to be honed.
Right, to be honed, to maximize that potential. And sometimes we end up losing our citizens, right, to other Commonwealth countries, so that they can grow their career, you know? And we hope that they come back and continue to contribute.
At least buy ties now.
But you can't be bitter. You can't be petty. Until we invest in the resources necessary to keep all of our talent at home, we're going to have to share it with the world.
We have to understand.
Yeah, absolutely. So, Keyshawn Strawn wins bronze in javelin at the World Juniors. Strawn ended a fantastic junior athletic career with another medal for the Bahamas in the men's javelin at the World Athletics Under 20 Championships in Cali, Colombia.
Sounds like the start of something great.
Oh, yeah, because, listen, he heads to Auburn University in Alabama in the fall. And listen to this. He ends a junior career as the junior and senior national record holder in the men's javelin, junior and senior. A two-time Charifta gold medalist in javelin, the Charifta record holder in both the under-17 and under-20 boys division, not national, Charifta, mm-hmm. under-17 and under-20, the Penn Relays champion high school boys division.
Mm-hmm. On the division, the North American, Central American.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And I'm bronze medalist in the world junior, so you know what that means?
Yeah.
Olympic and world championships, here we come.
Yeah. Now, it's important, Mr. Strawn, focus on academics as well. Find the right ratio and balance your advisor, but focus on it because you can still have a career in your passion if you could expand your knowledge about the sports that you compete in.
Please see Levon Signs on that.
There you go. And Mr. Sawyer, we got a call on the line. Let's get to this call quickly. Good morning. You're on the Sports Clock this morning.
Good morning, Aaron Green. Good morning, Sawyer. Boy, let me get to you all quickly.
Yes, sir.
Morning.
You got a lot to talk about. But I got a lot to talk about. Mm-hmm. In September, I'll be introducing something new to your show called Punk in the 30 seconds.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Right. But I want to congratulate those canoe. I'm happy they bring that back. I love canoeing.
Yeah.
That what a sweet ride to ride around your river.
Mm-hmm.
And your ocean. Sorry, boy, you ever did it?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man, that's sweet. And Aaron, congratulate our folks in the Commonwealth game. I truly appreciate them. And also Shanae Miller.
Mm-hmm.
Doing the Diamond League. Sorry, boy, you saw that?
Yeah, man. We ain't even get there yet, but man. Yeah, she came second. You know, she can dig them. She can get there.
Yeah, definitely.
Hold on. You talking about Miller Weibo?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Listen.
Yeah, she comes second in Poland.
Yeah.
He had us.
Yeah, he well had us. Because she came second, but when you hear this, she is just a 200-meter runner. She's a three-time Diamond League champion in the 200 meters.
Yeah.
Commonwealth Games champion in the 200 meters.
Yeah,
bronze medalist at the world championship level.
Oh, yeah, definitely. That was mentioned during the Commonwealth Games when the girl saw you, Jamaica, and Thompson.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, Thompson did a 1 and 2. That was mentioned.
And listen, these people sleeping on Shawnee, because when you...
Yeah, this Shawnee... She, on specialty.
Hold on, she outleaned the American for the silver medal. They forget who this is, eh?
But she can die for that gold next lap.
I will get excited. I will get excited, too.
Yeah, man, go on.
I will get excited on Saturday night. Sorry, boy, you know what's happening Saturday night, right?
What happening Saturday?
Sorry, boy, you're not an NFL fan.
Oh, wait, hold on. We ain't get there yet. Oh, man. But it's fella jumping every story.
Wait for the music.
Wait for the music. Well, you know, preseason was last night.
Delegate, I have to call back for that area.
Yeah, man, call back for that. Don't watch nothing. Call back for that. Look here, there was a story I had here that I wanted to get to. There are just so many wonderful stories here, and I'm not sure if I got it. There was a camp for the disabled community, for mm-hmm. the special needs community mm-hmm. that happened, I think, this week past. And it was a wonderful camp. I can't believe I don't see it here, Mr. Sawyer. When you see it, tell me if you see it. But what was wonderful about it is that the camp is a sports and an arts camp. We had lots of different modules in it. But it was for not just for disabled people, but for the friends and family of disabled people so that they could also sort of learn skills to assist in caring for their disabled family members. But they definitely had a sports element, and they were playing the game that they announced earlier in the year, Beep, the baseball, Beep Baseball.
Oh, yeah.
You hear the sound.
Yeah.
And I thought that was awesome, and there was a wonderful, you know, it's a young man. He said, look here, I'm 17, and I decided to come to the camp because my mother... is disabled. And I'm so glad I came to the camp because I realize now there's tons of things that I can do with and for her. My mother, mm-hmm. you know. I thought it was a wonderful event. I want to say to Pumpkin Eater. Thank you for calling in. You called in a little early, but you reminded me of that story, and I thought that was a great story. And so understand that when we are putting aside resources for the differently abled, the disabled community, people with intellectual disabilities, to engage in activities just like us able-bodied people do, these activities aren't limited to them. They're for all of us.
We can all play.
Yeah, and we could all learn, right? And you'd be surprised. You may be able to get a job as a sign language interpreter for a special needs team. The potential for employment, the opportunities are endless. When you open up your mind, you change your perspective a little bit. I see we got another caller on the line. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock.
Alan Preston, good morning, Miss Green.
Good morning, Sparky. How you do?
Especially if you allow the brains with all the history to get out and talk the history.
So now, but you got 2 seconds because I got a Mr. Sawyer in here, and it is NFL season. If I tell you, I have on my NFL tights today.
Yeah, but this is Sports Friday, all right?
Yeah, yeah. Come on.
Sports Friday, come into the NFL, right?
No, you're right.
Okay, come on, man. Give me a joke. It was a sport, you know. Oh, no. You pay to win, you know. You go there to win, right?
Listen, I was about to say, junkanoo is the major league sport of the Bahamas.
They just go to win, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Just come, if there's a Sox, you just come fourth most of the time, right?
Yeah, and you need endurance.
Well, if you're Savali, you go out there to cheat, but anyway. But if you're Savali, you go out there to cheat anyway, so don't let's go there.
No.
Don't let's go there.
No. You're just matter our history. But Miss Green,
yes,
some history the other day. She never heard before.
Yeah, yeah. Without a doubt.
See, a lot of these people around here don't know the history. But I sent you the video the other day. You heard one history. You never hear one sport history right now. Because, see, you always tell me when you're talking to your little punk and eat of them, your little boy on the slide there. See, yes, give him all kind of time. You give me 30 seconds.
But, Sparky, but you 25 seconds in.
I tell you another history before you block me now. I say, and don't you know that Sparky's daughter, Keisha Verona Fountain, was also the under-12 female golf doggone champion of the Bahamas back in 1988.
Okay.
My daughter was under-12 female golf champion over Paradise Island in 1988. See, I tell you, I got more stories than you and Ponkinita them and all y'all can put together.
You're absolutely right.
But y'all don't listen to Sparky like the block him too much.
That, well, I
block
get,
me now, but I love you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you. Man, that is a nice little bit of history. I thought we was going to talk about Rowan. Because I already mentioned the Dragon Boat.
I was about to rile him just now.
Yeah, yeah.
Come in, bring up them cheating, Wally.
Look here, and you know, I from the top of the 40, apparently I'm a Saxon.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the best.
By birth.
If you're not a Saxon, then what are you doing with your life?
Right, it's two things, right? My Anglican priest tell me, listen, you could go do whatever you want with your life. You're born an Anglican. You could dare the Anglican. Mm. Remember where to return. When you come from the Fort Hill, you're the Saxons. Even if you are a spirit, the greatest scrap group in the history of junkanoo white people in the whole world, except for the pigs and the Methuselahs. They're good, too.
By the way. Good morning, Pete. Pete Armbruster. Saw him a good client the other day.
Yeah. You know,
good friend. Saw him the other day. He says he's an avid listener every Friday morning.
All right. Awesome.
Every Friday morning.
Now, yeah, listen, I would say that if there's any sports story, because they're like really interesting things happening all over the place, and we kind of don't hear about them until after they're done. If there's any small community sporting event.
Oh, well, I know the Broncos and the Cowboys had a scrimmage yesterday. They had a practice scrimmage yesterday. And, you know,
well, look here.
Pretty good from what I understand, but, you know. As with all things, you know, the Cowboys lost. They can't even beat nobody in practice. Like
This is going to be a rough morning.
Yeah.
To all my Cowboy fans, please.
Cowgirls.
The numbers to call in are 323-6232, 325-4316, and 325-4259. That's 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. The text line is 422-4796. That's powered by BTC. Let me first declare that I think right now I am a long-standing Buccaneers fan because Tom Brady is a Bahamian.
Long-standing. So you've been there like 3 years.
I mean, about 3 months maybe. Somebody said in the cycling in the Commonwealth Games, Sawyer had issues with a crash. Oh, that's good to know. Okay. No, that's good to know.
No, I mean, good to know that they're still well, you know.
Yeah, A and B. The story sort of gave you the impression that they just sort of petered out, that they didn't have the energy. But it's sort of good to know that that time or that result was due to circumstances.
Unforeseen.
Yeah, and beyond their control. Thank you. Text.
Way to go.
Okay, I know we had to get to the to the NFL and some other sort of major league news. So Miller took second in the 200 meter, and
she won the four.
Yeah, and she won the four, right? And we remember last week and the week before we heard these whisperings that she's done. She says she's done. She ain't gonna do it no more.
After she dived to win the four, she ain't lose since then.
I know.
Not no big reef.
I know. I mean, when you show the universe what you willing to do to get it. But she's continuing this season because she's in contention, I think, for the Diamond League championship, right? So she's in contention for that final money slot.
That's what they're saying. And they pay some serious seven figures over there, not six figures.
Yeah. Now, at the NACAC this year, there's going to be some cash incentives for the winners. Definitely not. I don't think it's as high as that.
Grand looks good for first place.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. So you got this story here. Will Tynia Gaither run at the NACAC? Now, when I first started reading this story, I did get a little upset. I was like, what you mean, will you run? They're having this big international competition in Grand Bahama, and you from Grand Bahama? I think she's from Grand Bahama, right? You ain't coming? Well, then I read the rest of the story. And what the rest of the story shows you is she been running
a while.
Since Eugene, Oregon?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she has not stopped running.
Yeah, every 3 days she's running.
Yeah. And she is in contention as well for the finals for the Diamond League for the 200 meters. And so she is racking up points. And I think right now she is tied. There's a four-way tie for fifth place in the women's 200 meter standings with 10 points. Five from a fourth place finish in Stockholm, Sweden, and at the end of June, and five from a fourth place finish in Poland. And that'll show you that fourth place ain't bad at all. You making points. In the last 3 weeks, she has run eight races, four rounds of the 100 and four rounds of the 200.
She's tired, man.
And the Diamond League final is in Switzerland, Zurich, Switzerland, September 7th or 8th, right? Which means that she is trying to run as many races as possible to push that score up.
Mm-hmm.
And so after understanding the dynamics of the tour that she's on, then I can say, Gaither, to be honest with you, come home.
Yeah, come home, come
drink
cheer.
Plenty coconut water.
Mm-hmm. And come cheer everybody on.
Yeah,
man.
Go bathe in some aloe. And cheer on the team.
Yeah, man.
And come to the other teammates, like, understand, right, that when she wins, she puts the Bahamas on the map and grows the capacity for success for all athletics.
Speaking of the Bahamas on the map, on the way here, I was listening on the radio. Somebody broke a world record in Long Island yesterday, you know.
Deep dive record breaker. French free diver Arnaud Girard on his way to a new deep dive. Let's turn to, it's in the Tribune. We can turn to page 2. He broke the world record for deepest dive with bifins, blue competition in the Bahamas. Mm-hmm. He descended 120 meters deep, or 393 feet, in 3 minutes and 34 seconds. The annual dive competition was hosted by the Vertical Blue Free Diving Apnea Academy in Long Island on August 9th. Wow. 26-year-old Frenchman.
I can't do it.
Now, I once dove a five-hour Baptist church service in 30 seconds.
I fell asleep, and in
30 seconds, church was over.
Trust me, that was back in the day when church didn't have air conditioning.
Right.
Oh, boy.
Now, see, this is what we're talking about. Sports isn't just, like, the positive impact for sports, right, or the positive effect isn't just for athletes.
No, it's not. It's for everybody.
Right. You need people on the sideline who could just bubble. bring entertainment.
Yes.
Right? But hey, to the people in Long Island, like, congratulations for another successful event. And y'all right there doing that without us, Nassau people.
No.
And that's important to note.
No, they self-sustaining now.
Yeah, that's important to note as well. So I got a text there that says, great show as usual. Let's be real. Football ain't the same since Deion Sanders. Mr. Prime Time retired.
Prime Time.
Okay, give me 1 second, Mr. Sawyer. I'm going to run through the last of these headlines. We go into the break, and then we're doing NFL rundown. Okay. There you go.
There you go.
Knowles Murray starred August Strong in the MLB. That's Major League Baseball in the minor league. Dwight Colby, pro basketball player, off to an impressive start. And Jonquel Jones, carrying on bad. She found her fire. It's close to the end of the season for them. But with two games left, they've clinched the third league.
That's good.
Yeah, yeah. So she's definitely making it to the playoffs.
Up and down season, but right now they're peaking where they need to be.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. So we're going to go to a break. When we come back...
Oh, by the way, Giannis said yesterday...
Yeah.
That the best player in the NBA is still LeBron James. Just want to lead that into the break.
In the NBA right now. Yep. But look here, I sort of will take his word for it because he was playing a friendly game against Spain last week and he scored 31 points and 10 rebounds in 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm. And so he still says Bron better than him.
Yeah, so I can listen to him. Listen, we're going to go to the break. When we come back from the break, I'm going to tell you who is supposed to be the top prospect for the NBA draft in 2023. And then we're going to talk about this Cowboy Broncos scrimmage. Y'all hold the line. You're on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, and we're on the clock.
Hello? Can you show you something else, boy? Who this is? Tamika? You ain't even remember my name?
Wow, Dred.
Girl, I've been so busy. You still planning a trip?
Girl, and I can't wait. I write here online booking my car.
You dare planning trip. You vaccinated?
Girl, we had to. We ain't been nowhere since this pandemic started. Girl, and we got a 14-day vacation.
Best vacation ever.
Girl, are you though?
Well, I know you's gonna get the vaccine because you too like travel. When y'all get your vaccine?
Girl, long time. Because you gotta get your first dose. Wait. Then get your second dose at least 2 weeks before you travel. Johnny get his vaccine and he 12. Even Grammy get hers. Child, and Grammy say she ain't get no money. But I say I not under the mattress.
Child, let me send my list, because I know you going shopping.
Keisha, don't play with me.
Vaccinate today, live tomorrow. A message by PAHO, WHO, Canada, and USAID.
Love the show? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I used to think of the bank as my personal ATM machine. If I wanted a new car, new furniture, a weekend trip to Miami, no problem. Just max out the credit card or top up my loan. I was a big baller until I realized that 75% of my salary was going to pay back all those loans. Fidelity's personal financial coaching was the best solution. Fidelity gave me a plan with a debt consolidation loan that has a built-in savings that pays 5% interest. I now only have one low monthly payment, plus money in my pocket. Give Fidelity Bank a call at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit any of Fidelity's locations or visit a website at fidelitygroup.com.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Nassau, Bahamas.
Good morning and welcome back. You're on the clock. It's Sports Friday. Mr. Sawyer, I'm just saying, I have always been a Buccaneers fan. That's like next to Miami. It didn't mean that it's near Florida. I have always been a Buccaneers fan.
Speaking of which, right?
Yes.
The Bucs playing the Dolphins tonight?
In home, in Miami?
Preseason football, yeah.
So we should be able to see it on local television, eh?
We should be able to, but you know.
Yes, we can. I need a good laugh and not leave my house. I could do that.
Yeah, my channel 210, at least, on cable, yeah.
Yeah, CBS Miami.
Yeah, 209, yeah.
All right, Buccaneers, little Florida game.
Mm-hmm,
love it. Okay, who do you think will win?
Tom Brady, huh?
Who do you think will win?
Who cares? All right, watch this. The Ravens have won 23 straight preseason football games.
But they didn't win a Super Bowl in a hot minute.
Okay.
But you don't think if the Dolphins could beat the Buccaneers in this preseason game, that's a clear omen, that's an indicator that they're going for it this year? Remember, I bet dollar with somebody that the Dolphins taking it this year.
Listen to me. Every single year when the Dolphins start off 2-0 and 3-0, then you see them old dirty merino jerseys, them old dirty orange flags hanging on people's car. But it's high, yeah. But it's right here. Dolphins are nothing. It's high, yeah.
I'd like to add a trigger warning to the show. If you're a Dolphins fan, please, have a pillow with you, somebody to hold on to or to hug, because it's going to get rough in here. Also, the same thing for the Cowboy fans. You getting some texts there on your own, hey?
Yeah, man.
There you go.
I get a text right now.
To my Cowboy.
But the Dolphins is the greatest team ever. Greatest what?
I mean, they are impressive, you know.
They had one unbeaten season 50 years ago.
Why they are impressive. Because every year they convince their backers, the money people, that they could do it. Right?
The greatest.
And the people believe in them.
Yes.
That's all you need.
Them and the Cowgirls, boy, I tell you.
Listen, Sawyer, let me get to this caller very quickly. Right. Producer, when you're ready, let's go to that call. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock. Good morning.
Yes, sir. What about this Kevin Durant thing? You guys willing to discuss that?
Of course.
Yeah, man.
Of course.
Yes, sir. You know about him wanting his coach and his manager fired. You agree with that?
I do. Actually, I do. Steve Nash is not a good coach. He was a good assistant coach. He needed a couple more years to actually learn how to be a head coach. They just put him in the role because him and Kevin Durant had a good working relationship as an assistant coach when he was with the Golden State Warriors. But
and now the guy who backed you is saying you need to leave.
Oh, what's his name? Man, not Sean Marks. Oh, God. Anyway, he doesn't need to go.
Let me give you a reason why you should be going.
Okay, go on.
Okay, what do you think that trading James Harden was a good decision for, especially for Ben Simmons?
Now the thing is, it was a good decision based on this. Ben Simmons was never going to play again in a Philly uniform.
Now you're talking about for that's now you're talking about the next man.
Yeah, man. Yeah, no. I can tell you right now. I mean, James Harden had already seen the writing on the wall that, hold on, I can be the third wheel on this team. You know, he was there for the majority of the season being the Robin, you know, to Durant's Batman.
Right.
And now you bring back Kyrie, and now he's the third option. And so I think he felt a bit slighted in that because, you know, he's quite a selfish player. And So to get him out, he can only have one cancer. You can't have two cancers in the same locker room, you know. And so, of course, Harden did what Harden's do. Get fat, quit, don't want to play, faking injuries, blah, blah, blah. Don't even plait his hair on time. Don't go to the barber on time. Just, you know, like you can't have two fellas looking bad on the court. Kevin Durant done, don't brush his hair. So, you know, we can just leave. We only have one aesthetically failing player on the court. No?
Listen, so I got a question to ask. It seems to me like the emperor's naked. Ain't nobody have on any clothes.
Mm-hmm.
And Durant is not worth the money that he is desperately bargaining for.
Durant made the mistake of signing the extension last year.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't say the mistake. He thought the team was going to be, you know, he thought, you know, James Harden's going to stay. Kyrie is going to be back. And Yeah, and we can do what we have to do come next year, and we can win the championship. Now, what ended up happening is, you know, the vaccine mandate, and, you know, and Kyrie being, of course, the smartest man that ever lived.
Yeah.
Got his reasons why he wasn't going to get vaccinated. James Harden still had that hamstring injury from his days in Houston, still brought it up because he was he decided he was going to get fat and out of shape in Houston to get out of Houston to get to Brooklyn. Never really got in shape because you were thrust from the frying pan into the fire. Uh-huh. You know, because now you got to play and play well. Because you're playing alongside KD and Kyrie. You know, Kyrie got a bit injured toward the end of season before last, so now it's him and KD. He re-injured the hamstring again. Couldn't do well in the playoffs. So it was KD versus the Bucks, and, you know, a half shoe size really determined that Giannis was going to be the NBA champion and not KD. I really don't think they should let go of the GM caller, but the GM did everything necessary to keep KD happy, to keep peace in the locker room.
So look here, is Kevin Durant even more attractive with potential players like Victor Wembanyama, 7'2", 7'8 wingspan, 18 years old, young in the league?
He ain't big enough, man. Robert Williams from the Celtics will eat him up in the post.
But he only 18. He got time to bulk up.
He need to bulk up now, because if he jump wrong and land on somebody's ankle in the wrong way.
Right, you've destroyed somebody else's career.
Exactly. Look at Yao Ming. Look at Sean Bradley. Look at Manute Bol. You know, these fellas were tall.
Yeah,
but they didn't have any size. Shaq used to routinely dunk off Sean Bradley anytime.
Yeah.
Anywhere.
I got you. You know? Listen, we got a caller on the line. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock.
Yeah, I'm a diehard Dolphin fan. Saw your boys that game tonight or tomorrow night?
Tonight.
Oh, I thought it was tomorrow night. Yeah, I'm a diehard Dolphin fan. And Aaron Green quickly flying up.
Yes.
We need to honor the Williams sisters, Serena Lass.
This boy just don't let you get to the story, you know?
Yeah, we have to honor the Williams sisters.
You
don't
want to get to the story?
The Williams sisters. I mean, we should honor the Williams sisters, and we should reach out to them.
Serena retiring, man.
Yeah, we should reach out to them and ask them if they want to teach tennis in the Bahamas, the most beautiful place.
Serena always here, you know?
That's what I'm saying.
Serena always here.
Laquan Nairn made a surprise visit to the summer tennis camp, right? With Francis, who's a professional player, certified tennis coach at the Percy Munnings Park this week, right? We're taking tennis seriously in this town. And the hotels, the large hotels that we have here, give us the capacity to host major tennis tournaments in the Bahamas as well. So we should invite her here. But listen, I just got this note saying that Colin Kaepernick is got a 1-year deal per Adam Schefter.
Who? Now, Kaepernick?
This is per Adam Schefter.
Per Schefty?
Yeah.
Schefty said that? Hold on, let me look.
Good. Sources say the deal is worth $5 million plus starter bonuses if he wins the quarterback job over presumed starter Jacoby Brissett. So he's signing with the Browns. Marshall, Cuba. QB, how a 1-year deal.
How did Texas get that story before me? I attached to every app there is.
I don't know. This place have good news.
Wow.
Okay, so I just want to, breaking news. Erin Green has changed her team mid preseason. I just may have to be a Brown. Plus, there was a Bahamian. No, Bahamian was playing for the Bengals. I may just have to be a Brown. I may just have to. I'm sorry. Sorry about that, guys. I have to go trade in my tights, all my paraphernalia. It's a really interesting story. The question is, will he get to play? Because it seems like he's signed as a backup, right? Will he win the QB job over presumed starter? Will he start or will Brissett start? And has Brissett performed at a level to suggest that they have no need to give Kaepernick a try?
Jacoby Brissett did well when he was the some rings, you know.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
You know, he was a backup for a few years.
Well, this is good. This means that Kaepernick has to come out and perform in practice.
Yeah, you know, and Brissett was a starting quarterback for the Colts. He signed a free agent contract a few years ago. And he was a starting quarterback for the Colts for a couple of years. So he has some starter experience. Mm-hmm. He has some in-game, big-game experience. So Kaepernick most definitely has to
perform.
Yeah, man, has to perform.
Yeah. I got a text here that says, call Miller Weibo. and called Tiger Woods because Serena says she ain't retiring no more. Say, find out what the two of them said to her.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you see, Miller Weibo had the chance to run the four, and she's like, I got this.
Yeah.
Bust a hole on them.
Yeah, because Serena said that, you know, she looks at her daughter, and her daughter's asking for a sibling.
Yeah.
You know, and so, you know, but she said, well, you know, she's kind of leaning toward, you know, embracing,
another child, yeah.
You know, motherhood.
And at this age,
satiety. Yeah, man, she's right? 41.
That's not to say that motherhood could stop you, right? We see our American friend, the track and field, was it Felix?
Yeah,
Felix had the baby. Mm-hmm. Nike tried to take away some of her money, dropped the value of her contract, and she's still busting a hole on the track with the baby. And I think she has to be complicated. Rocket science. Okay, so this game, the scrimmage, what can we expect from the scrimmage tonight except for the Cowboys losing? I can put that out there, well, that the Cowboys go win.
Yeah, well, the Cowboys, I mean, like, they just nothing. Well, the Dolphins should win, you know, because they have to. They have to look good in front of the home fans. Brady is going to be there in a T-shirt, you know, just hailing, hanging out.
Is that what it is? Because we know that there were talks that Brady...
The first stringers won't play.
Right.
The first stringers won't play.
We had a talk that there was talks that Brady was possibly slipping into the front office of the Miami Dolphins.
Yeah, huh. That was...
Waiting on the transfer the rights to play.
Yeah.
I would be very, very careful, Buccaneers...
No, I mean, that was then. This is now. He's not going to be a Dolphin. You know, and as much as the Dolphins hate him, they'd fully embrace Tom Brady.
But this is what I say, and we know Tom Brady is a Bahamian. Mm-hmm. You don't sleep on him. You may wake up tomorrow morning and realize that he is a Dolphins now. And what will we do? How many uniform I could buy in 1 week? So yeah, I can't afford it.
Tom Brady's jersey, if he becomes a Miami Dolphin, would sell out in this country. I don't care what...
Yeah.
Is being said. And there's one person in particular, he'd have to eat so much crow, or my good friend, Freddie Lightbourne. He'd have to eat so much crow because, you know, he rails the Dolphins from Brady's days of being a Patriot.
But listen, my neighborhood is already aqua and orange. If Tom Brady became a Dolphins...
One side of the road aqua, one side of the road
orange. We'll put an aquarium in. We have to put an aquarium in my neighborhood, man.
Got to.
Have to. So listen, I have a text for you specifically. Text that says, need to talk to Sawyer. Who is the best wide receiver? Terrell Owens, Jerry Rice, Michael Irvin, or Sterling Sharp?
Able to stay in the NFL, you know, because, you know, he had that neck injury.
Yeah.
He would have had a Hall of Fame career. He, I believe, is still deserving of a Hall of Fame nod.
Yeah.
He was unbelievable. He's the older brother of Shannon Sharp. And Shannon
Sharp, okay.
Yeah, the Hall of Fame title.
Yeah.
He is deserving of the Hall of Fame. But the best wide receiver, pound for pound, is Jerry Rice.
Yeah,
the
that's
records that he set.
49ers, right?
Yeah.
The
records that he said he hasn't played in 20 years, and the records that he set.
Still haven't been broken. Is that because the nature of the game has changed and is now a running game versus a throw-in game?
Oh, no, because you could look at the 07 Patriots with that team, Tom Brady and Randy Moss. You could look at the 40-point Falcons, you know, the year the Falcons scored nearly 40 points a game. You could look at the Rams' best show on turf, and they all had great wide receivers, you know?
Yeah.
But nothing could compare to that two-step speed that Jerry Rice had. If he got one step on you, the second step, go check me in the end zone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he had two steps.
You know what? Next week, I read a story this week that The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, was establishing an XFL league.
Yeah.
Is it Houston?
Houston, Texas.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We'll talk a little bit more about that. So I was following this young kicker, Destroyer, young boy, and I think he has one of these Ultra League, right? Outside the NFL league he's an owner with right now. Mm-hmm. And that's some really interesting space. And I wonder if there are any Americans of Bahamian descent in those spaces training right now. But listen, I got another story that I completely forgot to put on the list today.
Go on. What's that?
Politicians versus pastors basketball game was earlier this week, and we didn't get enough coverage of that. Look here, for next week, I have to bring Simba or... Yeah.
The pastors were soundly beaten.
They got beaten?
What? Beaten, son.
Look here, I saw our Prime Minister, the Honorable Brave Davis, out there. Did he play, or was he just encouraging the players.
He was just encouraging.
Because, I mean, he looked like a proper coach, you know.
Yeah, exactly. He was just there coaching, you know, strategizing.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, but them boys didn't get play, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
None of them could play, you know.
I mean,
none of them could play ball.
Yeah, they play with my feelings. They could play.
We went to school.
And listen, but hold on. You can't have Mario Boleg. You can't have the Minister of Youth, Sports, and Culture, a sportsman.
A sportsman.
And y'all don't come out in there and try.
Yeah, you know, man. My fellas could play ball, man. You know, one pastor that was playing for the pastors, Tyrone Miller. He's my coworker.
Yeah.
He followed the game.
He fouled out.
He fouled out, man.
Yeah, because y'all...
I can't play no ball, man. Yeah. I'll fight yourself out of wet paper.
Listen, let's go to this That's call dead boy. Quick. Yeah. Caller, you have 30 seconds. Good morning.
Good morning. Man, how you doing?
Good, good. How are you?
Get guests in the studio.
Yes.
Ask them what the... how Golden State Warriors get you to get a full foul salary cap and pay to... And they're not... They don't have...
Look here, sir. Are you calling?
I think I get the crux of what he was trying
okay,
to ask.
Okay, good, good.
Yeah, I think I get the crux. He was asking about the Warriors and if their team has a chance to win the championship again this year.
Back to back.
If I believe that they are indeed a dynasty.
Or is it up to them, or is it up to the other teams to stop them, right?
Right,
is
right.
it about them being able to win it?
For the Warriors to repeat this year, they have a hard-fought task to repeat this year.
Yeah.
Because the Nuggets coming, like, you know, but they had some players injured, some key players injured last year. The Lakers coming back healthy.
I don't think the Timberwolves could let them do it.
The Timberwolves also have themselves a nice team this year. They just traded for Rudy Gobert, so they got a big team.
Yeah.
The Suns will be in the mix. Don't forget about Ja Morant and the Grizzlies.
Right.
These fellas can be in the mix.
And I hear the Sacramento Kings trying to win a game this year.
Yeah, well, yeah. There's nobody here there, so who cares?
Well, there you go. I saw the Team Bahamas. Listen, Mr. Sawyer, thank you for joining me. If you
no
could
problem.
Sit for a moment into the next hour, or if you could call me from off the road, mm-hmm. I wouldn't mind it at all. I'm sitting in for the next hour, Guardian Radio AM.
Okay.
Yes, with Cecil Newry. So, to the audience, to the callers, thank you for calling. To the Dolphins fans, hold on. Hold on to the night.
Hold on to God's ever-changing hand, because y'all ain't going to win nothing.
Y'all watch
the Charlie game. Gator. Boy, wonder what you can do. There's no more Russell Wilson. What you can do, Mr. Seahawk fan?
Oh, boy. Listen, just the last story. Bill Russell's number 6 is being retired league-wide.
Mm-hmm.
One of only 3 players across American sports.
Yeah, Robinson.
Yeah, 42, and Wayne Gretzky, mm-hmm. 99. Mm-hmm. Condolences to the family and friends of Bill Russell.
Yeah.
You guys have
the only player, that are allowed to wear number 6 this upcoming season.
Mm.
Players of great, great, great diglossity, and that would be LeBron James.
There you go. Thanks for tuning in. You guys have a great day. Stay tuned. Guardian Radio AM is up next.